Lost Hollow Constable. Is anyone down there?
There was no answer. Graham stepped through the door. He'd covered only one tread before the sound of the creaking staircase started to get to him. There, he paused, not allowing the door to swing shut behind him, and not liking the soft and spongy feel of the tread on which he stood. It had much more give in it than he remembered from his youth. From this position, the narrow beam of his maglite enabled him to see the end of the staircase, but nothing beyond. The final step looked black and almost completely rotted away. The one above it didn't appear to be in much better shape. If he went forward, he risked breaking those steps, which would make climbing out of the cellar much more difficult. If he didn't go on, and someone was trapped down here, he might lose his job in disgrace. Worse, a real law enforcement officer, like a county sheriff's deputy, might end up investigating the screams and find a dead body he'd missed out of fear. In which case, he could at the very least be accused of neglecting his duties as an officer of the peace. Maglite secured in his left hand, Graham pawed at his right hip, immediately taking comfort in the shape of the county issue radio clipped to his belt. He ran his fingers along the top of the device until they closed around the volume knob, which he turned to the right. A thin click and a spurt of white noise erupted through the tomb-like silence of the old house. It vanished just as quickly, leaving in its wake the distinct hum of radio silence. Even so, it was reassuring that he had not only remembered to carry his direct connection to the Hollow County Sheriff's Department inside with him, but it also appeared to be in proper working order.
Let's hear it for technology. Thank God.
From somewhere inside his head, he thought, the darkness replied.
God ain't got nothing to do with it.
The next thing he felt was the bone-crunching shock of something blunt and heavy striking the back of his head. He heard what sounded like the shattering of thick glass. He was able to stay upright just long enough to feel what might have been a trickle of blood oozing from his scalp to the nape of his neck. A pair of unseen hands at his back thrust him into the darkness of the cellar, launching him down the full length of the rickety staircase. He fell forward, plummeting face first into the densely compacted earth beneath the house. The bridge of his nose exploded in a bright starburst of pain. His upper teeth crashed down on his lower lip, ripping open the pliable flesh. He felt an immediate swelling there. A thin stream of hot blood ran tear-like down his chin from the wound. Dimly, he heard the crack of splintered wood as his shins came down last, disintegrating the deteriorated lower steps in a fireworks show of wood rot and ancient dust. His radio went flying when he hit. He heard it shatter in a hiss of static somewhere off to his right. The base of his maglite struck the ground at the same time. It flew from his hand and bounced off the earth once, twice, and rolled some distance over the ground before coming to rest against the farthest cinder block wall of the cellar. The lamp behind the flashlight's lens flickered madly, creating a nauseating strobe effect. A stop-motion version of Graham's shadow on the wall beside him as he at first struggled to regain his feet and then gave up, collapsing flat to the earth. The lamp finally steadied itself at a low burn, illuminating almost nothing about the cellar but the corner in which it had landed. It had come to rest too far from the limit of Graham's reach. He stretched his left arm out for it anyway, hopeful that the darkness had merely created some sort of illusion of depth. His fingers clawed at the dirt for a second or two before they ultimately surrendered and lay still. Graham Gordon lay broken and exhausted on the black earth at the bottom of the cellar stairs. In the fading last rays of his dying maglite, he saw an eye. A disembodied, full white orb, broken by jagged lightning-shaped lines of red capillaries. The iris in the center of the eyeball was a murky dark brown color, unshining and nearly black. Its pupil was but a pinprick in the beam from the flashlight. It stared at him from just beyond the edge of the darkness, unblinking.
Dad?
The world went dark.